You don't want an automobile accident. Well, you've seen someone maimed. You've seen someone leave early. You've seen someone have a financial disaster as a result of it. In other words, you hear bits and pieces of all of that. And so from exposure to that life experience, you are clearer. Every time you hear or know someone, hear of someone or know someone or witness something that you do not want, your vibrational escrow becomes sharper, clearer, more focused. Contrast does that. It helps you in the personal defining of your worldview. Your worldview of children in Africa, your worldview of people in general in your nation, your worldview of your own physical experience. Your worldview is what you're launching into this vibrational escrow. And so, everything there is wrapped round and through this vibrational essence of well-being and expansion and worthiness and goodness. Everything there, you see. So now, you can use any excuse in the world to feel worthy, or any excuse in the world to feel love, or any excuse in the world to feel appreciation. You don't have to go back and dissect the components of what's in your vibrational escrow and say, oh, today I think I'll work on the financial part of my vibrational escrow, and tomorrow I think I'll work on the physical well-being part of my vibrational escrow. It's all in there, and it's all represented by the same vibrational essence of well-being. And so anything that you use as your excuse to tune to that vibration makes you then susceptible, which makes you then alignable, makes you then attractable. We're making all of these words up, but you know what they are. makes you then in the vibrational vicinity of receiving, allowing, some way, somehow, the essence of those things to begin to show up in your experience, you see. When you specifically define the gateway through which your abundance will flow, like the lottery that you mentioned, we think that you hinder yourself more than you help yourself, because if you will just let the idea for this financial abundance and this big financial abundance be something that life causes you to put there, and we have to tell you, you've lived enough life to put so much money in your vibrational escrow, it would take you many, many lifetimes to spend it all. In other words, it's a huge vibrational escrow that is there financially for you. So as you understand that it's there, and you just chill out and look for reasons to feel good and let yourself become one with the vibration of that well-being. It is our promise to you that in perfect unfolding, the laws of the universe and the sources of the universe, that which man calls God, will arrange circumstances and events, opportunities and rendezvous for the gradual, delicious, powerful, undeniable unfolding of each and every aspect that life has caused you to ask for. You cannot be denied once you become one with that which you really are, you see. And the only reason that anyone ever wants anything and keeps complaining about it not coming is because they're more focused upon the absence than they are focused upon the becoming of it. And usually it's because they got too specific about it. Instead of just chilling out and feeling good and knowing how it works and trusting the laws and letting their gut tell them that they are in alignment with it, they get too intimately involved taking score and noticing a bit too often what hasn't happened, instead of relaxing into a knowing that it is happening, it is happening, it is happening, it is happening. It is happening. You don't want to eat all of your meals for the rest of this life today. You don't. You act like you do on this ship, but you don't. You really, really don't. You want it to come gradually. You don't want to breathe all of the air that you will breathe today. You want it to come in and out, in and out, in and out. And you want your abundance and your relationships and your resources to be that way too. Just this steady stream of well-being matching you up with who you really are, giving you yet another bouncing off place and another and another and another and another into eternal, everlasting joy. That is what your quest is. It's what your legacy is. It's what true alignment is.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Wait.
We are pleased to chat with you. We